Seller beware. So there's going to be 4 points I'm going to discuss here. 4 quick points. Number one, don't price your item too high and don't price your item too low. Now there's a special middle ground, a perfect sweet spot that you should be pricing your item at. And it's not something I can really teach. I can guide you on how to do it, but the only way you're going to truly learn is once you start getting into the habit of running through the 4 weapons of determining value on tons of items and then just being instinctual about it. I don't even know if that's a word, instinctual, using your instincts. But I know that if I heard that answer, it would not be good enough for me. So there is a more concrete answer and solution to this, and that is simply by doing what? Experimenting. Okay. Don't price your item too high or don't price it too low. But how do you figure that out? You simply experiment. You have to experiment. So my recommendation would be start off by pricing your item too high or what you think might be too high in your mind, because everybody's different, okay? For example, I bought a $6 chess set toy at a thrift store, bought it for $6. I sold it for $100. Now, to most people, that would be like, that's insane. I mean, maybe like, even $50 for that chess set, in most people's minds would be quote unquote too high versus $6 might be, too low or et cetera. So I would recommend forget what you think. You know, if you feel that you should be pricing it at X dollars, price it even higher. Okay. What do you have to lose? Price your item higher and experiment. So that means price it for more than you think and then wait to see if someone buys. If a couple weeks pass and it's still not selling, lower the price incrementally, okay? Maybe lower it by $25. You know, if it's a high ticket item like a car, you'll have to lower it a little more. But generally, you want to incrementally lower the price, maybe by 25%, and experiment from there again. That's how you'll eventually figure out that sweet spot, okay? Point number 2 is make your descriptions lively and clean. Okay, now in the blueprint, I go over in detail on how to create the best descriptions that sell and, sell for top dollar and the quickest, okay? But generally speaking, you want to make your ad descriptions when you post something up. You want to make your descriptions lively and clean. So don't clutter it with a bunch of text. Don't create large blocks of paragraphs that people don't want to read. I mean, when I see something posted for sale and it's nothing but a giant block of text, I don't even want to read it. I just want to click back or close it out, even if it's the best deal of the year. You have to get people. The hardest thing, someone once said the hardest thing to do is to get someone to read a page. And it's not just about what you write, okay? It's about how you write it too and how it's designed visually, appearance-wise. So that means write, make it clean looking, short blocks of text, as short as you can. You can still get a lot done with brevity, not using a ton of words to get a point across. But basically, for example, instead of having maybe like one large block of text, a giant paragraph, break it into, 4 smaller ones, maybe 2 lines each. And what that'll do is that'll get people to read it. And at that point, if it's a good deal, if people are reading it, you're further selling them on buying the product, okay? Point number 3 is keep an eye on the seasons, okay? This is more of a minor one, but it's still a point worth mentioning. Keep an eye on the seasons. So that means don't sell heaters during the summertime. Don't sell air conditioners during the winter. It's still possible, but maybe your energy and time is better spent elsewhere, okay? I'm sure there's people still buying heaters during the summertime or air conditioning units during the winter, but I feel that your time and energy might be better off somewhere else. More profitable for you to focus on other deals and things. Point number 4, last point in this module, is monitor your ads regularly, okay? Especially on Craigslist, because on Craigslist, what happens is after 48 hours, your ad, it doesn't expire or go away, but it does basically get bumped down to the bottom of all the ads, and it might get lost, and people won't be able to find it because it's older, okay? So monitor your ads regularly, and, in the Craigslist example, there's actually a button. If you go in and log in and look at your ad, you'll see edit or delete, your 2 options. But after 48 hours, you'll see a 3rd option that is renew. Now, if you click on renew, what that does is it kind of refreshes your ad and brings it back to the top of the search results as if you just posted it again. Okay. A lot of people, what they do is they fail at this because they post something for sale on Craigslist and then they just kind of walk away from it. They don't go back to it. And a month passes and they're like, why didn't my item sell? And that's because they weren't monitoring their ads. I mean, their ads got lost in this mess of hundreds of other people's ads. Okay. So you want to make sure you're constantly monitoring your ads so that you're staying on top. You're staying in front of people's eyeballs so that you can be found. Your ad can be found and seen by people. Same thing applies with eBay as well. I know that sometimes after 7 days, let's say I post an item for sale on eBay for a 7-day auction and it does not sell. It's going to be, you know, after that 7 days, I won't be able to see it. People won't be able to see it. It's going to get moved over into the unsold category of things. So that what that means is that I have to log back into eBay, go to the unsold section, click on relist on my item. I have to relist it after 7 days because the ad expired and nobody bought it. Unless on eBay I, you know, check a little box that says automatically relist it if it doesn't sell type deal. So always monitor your ads regularly to prevent something like that from happening.